1910, April 1st, 1910. To the students of the Oakwood School, Ellen G. White. Are you daily preparing for graduation into the higher school? Are you daily becoming better fitted for entrance into the heavenly courts? Are you making the most of your privileges, seeking earnestly to overcome all evil habits? At the great examination day, one wrong habit unconquered will keep you from receiving the overcomer's reward. Do not let sin obtain the victory over you. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. There is a special and important work for you to accomplish. Clear directions are given in the Word of God regarding the part that you are to act. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of all perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. I would urge upon you the importance of determination to honor God by consecrating to him the power of mind and body. It is your privilege to give yourselves to God. In word and deed, seek to honor him. Set your mark high, and by constant watchfulness, gain decided victories. Be kind in all you do and say. If anyone speaks harsh, irritating words to you, do not retaliate. Speak gently, and thus help those around you to bear the cross after Jesus. In every perplexity, ask God for advice and counsel, and it will be given. When your mind is troubled, go to the Lord Jesus and ask him to give you his grace. Cast all your care upon him who cares for you. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Mrs. E. G. White. May 1st, 1910. The Huntsville School, Ellen G. White. I have been writing for our papers on the needs of the Southern field. This is a living subject with me. I hope that our people will not stop to question about everything that does not exactly meet their ideas before giving to the work that needs their help so much. I have tried to bring before our people the needs of the training school at Huntsville. This school should have special advantages, and our people should understand that liberal gifts made to this enterprise will be money well invested. At the Huntsville School, a thorough work is to be done in training men to cultivate the soil and to grow fruits and vegetables. Let no one despise this work. Agriculture is the school of industrial education. Let the erection of the buildings for the school and the sanitarium be an education to the students. Help the teachers to understand that their perceptions must be clear, their actions in harmony with the truth, for it is only when they stand in right relation to God that they will be able to work out his plan for themselves and for the souls with whom, as instructors, they are brought in contact. Let us encourage all Seventh-day Adventists to have a deep interest in the work that is being done at Huntsville for the education of men and women to be laborers among the colored people. The preparations for a sanitarium for these people should go forward at Huntsville without delay. If we will move forward with faith in God, he will fulfill his word to us. We have no time to lose, for wickedness in the cities is reaching a terrible pass. The night is coming in which no man can work. Let us not grudge the colored people a well-equipped sanitarium in connection with the Huntsville School. The building should not be restricted. It should be made roomy enough to accommodate with comfort those who shall come to it. Ye are laborers together with God, the Apostle Paul declares. We are a part of God's great plan, bound up with Christ in God. The greatness of our work is to be measured by the power of the grace of Christ to enable us to perform it. We are to be the means of concentrating the light of heaven upon souls. We should therefore pray earnestly that the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness may shine forth. By faith, we are to present Christ as a personal Savior. Then, Christ will prepare the mind and heart to receive the truth as it is in Jesus. The first and great commandment is, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The gospel of Christ embraces the world. Christ purchased the human race at a price that was infinite. The ransom embraced every nationality, every color. We should think of this when we consider the colored people in our own land who are so greatly in need of our help. These men and women should not receive the impression that, because of the color of their skin, they are excluded from the blessings of the gospel. Let those who have known of the faithfulness of the laborers and of the progress of the work in the southern states testify to all our people of what they have seen and heard. I am satisfied that those who are carrying the burden of the work at Huntsville are doing their best to carry on the work of education for the colored people acceptably and to provide increased facilities. The white teachers who are acting a part in the school should be encouraged. The colored youth are there to be educated to labor for their own people as teachers, nurses, and Bible workers. My brethren, I entreat you not to let the work for the colored people be longer neglected. Meeting houses, simple but convenient, should be built for them, where they can come together to study the Word of God. God gave to you the greatest gift that heaven could bestow. Freely ye have received, freely give. Let our ministers say to the people, Our time to work is short. You who have land that you can dispose of, use it to advance the cause of truth. Make it possible to secure places from which the work for the colored people can be carried on. As the Lord's stewards, we are responsible for the welfare of the needy. Mrs. E. G. White,